Welcome to the Seven Hats Podcast. My name is Yuval Selig, and I've been on the entrepreneurial roller coaster for over 20 years. I've experienced it all throughout my journey: the grind, burnout, failure, and ultimately, success. The turning point for me was realizing that building a successful company is meaningless if you neglect the other significant areas of your life. So today, I'm inviting you to join me on an adventure through those seven areas, what I call the seven hats. Every week, my guests and I will drop valuable insights and pearls of wisdom, helping, motivating, and inspiring you to get your seven hats in order and deliver real impact with meaning. So let's get going. Hello, and welcome to your quick hit from The Seven Hats, a segment that I like to call The Daily Hat. This short segment is a preview, a snapshot of our full episode that's coming up this Thursday. It's here to give you a little bit of insight, spark of inspiration, and just a hint of curiosity about what our full episode has in store for you. Thank you so much for tuning in and for your continued support of The Seven Hats podcast. It really means so much to us. Now, let's dive into today's Daily Hat. Ready to get a taste of what we've got in store for you this week? Let's get started. You got to know your numbers, as Mr. Wonderful says on Shark Tank. But one of the suggestions that I provide to folks that I speak with, who are founders who are just getting started, I always tell them to not only get to know the buyer on a friendly level as best as possible, because sometimes it's impossible, but there are times that it is a feasible opportunity. But be upfront with them and let them know how much money you really have in the bank and what it's going to take for you to stay on the shelf. Hey, Wade, I'm a startup. I didn't raise any funds. I have a few a few hundred thousand dollars in the bank, and I really want to succeed in your retail outlet. What do you recommend? What's the velocity that I need to hit? And based on your experience, Wade, what do I need to do to get there? And do you recommend something like that? Have you seen brands that do work in this fashion succeed more than brands that just put the product on the shelf and forget about it?
I don't know that anyone's laid it out how you just said it, but I would say people that follow that roadmap or a similar roadmap, absolutely. From a standpoint of, and I encourage this, whatever platform I'm on, whether it's our podcast or conversationally when I'm talking to people, I encourage this all the time, is to be retailer specific with regards to promotions and understanding what drives volume at that account. Like speaking for this retailer, maybe it is it a published weekly flyer? Is it a email? Is it Instagram? What is driving volume at that store? But before that, before you even get into that store, you should, I think one of the biggest mistakes people make is not having familiarity with the stores that they're trying to get their product in. So for example, the Fresh Market, we eliminated vitamins, minerals, supplements about 6 months ago, give or take. Up till I left, we're still having people pitch us on, and without the knowledge, that product isn't even in the stores and hasn't been. So I say that because in this day and age, I say this all the time, it's inexcusable for you as a founder, salesperson, not to spend 10 minutes of time on my website and look to see what I'm carrying, go to my Instacart, make up a basket, look at your competitors in the space that you're selling. Are they there? If they're not there, that's probably a red flag that maybe they don't carry those products. But look and see, look at their socials. What are they posting on Facebook? What are they using? TikTok? Are they using Instagram? Really dive into how, to your point, you've got $100,000 to spend. Okay, I'm sitting down now with my category manager. Tell me, I've looked at this and this. How do I invest the money? Is it demos? Is it promos? Is it ads? Is it off shelf? Is it Instagram? What is going to help me drive volume there? And I feel asking those questions and doing your homework before asking those questions, it'll be very beneficial.